Jack's sunny dining room looks east and south into my kitchen, but for the old lilac bush. We hadn't waved or spoken our usual hellos for a couple of days. I never wanted Jack too much in my house. He comes to borrow our phone or ask for minor assistance in this and that, and we help, we chat. He had dinner with us when we first moved in, but I didn't pursue closeness. A tall, slim, single guy, retired major, with cigarettes dangling, a drink in hand, and studied looks straying like a question. He'd stop his white Impala in his driveway at least once a summer and ask again, "Now what is it that you grow in there?" I'd be cutting lettuce leaves or kale from my hooped boxes with the greenhouse effect. "Well, I'll be," he'd inevitably remark. Once I brought him a slice of sugarless pie. He's diabetic. Another time, a few tomatoes. He ate out morning, noon, and night. The nice things in Jack's sun-filled house are all from Japan and Thailand. The pretty trunks with the brass handles are Thai, the gold-edged china from Japan. He did invite me in and show me around. No matter now. He might never see any of it again now that he's been captured. Last week he lost his car and his memory. I found out how bad it was getting at his place, bringing over a plate of dinner. The piles of Kleenexes on the floor from wiping his drippy nose. A mountain of paper filled his dining room table. His housekeeper quit midsummer with her broken hip. She cleaned for Jack some 20 years. I was amazed at the dead soldiers on his kitchen counter, gleaming in the sun like trophies, empty gallons of vodka and some half full. His freezer packed to the gills with Healthy Valley frozen dinners, but he wasn't eating them. Just Smirnoff and Marlboros, flicking his ashes across the mail and newspaper pile, with three urn-like ashtrays balanced on top of them and next to them brown burn marks. With the pyramids of Kleenexes also in his bedroom, his house was a tinderbox, and he didn't want help, just his car. So the paramedics captured him. In fact, he'd hit two cars in 2 days and had five calls about his driving. The fireman was very concerned. I let them take him away. Turns out there were two accidents. His only family, the angry niece, showed up at last. He already getting hospitalized under death. Now they've stopped their life support, tubes, IVs, weird smiles. They say he's on the 10th floor in hospice. I'll go see if he's alive enough to be mad, if he's still rolling his eyes at my insistence about not driving. I do wish I'd just sat with him 24/7 when he knocked on our door asking, "Where's my car? I can't find my car." Barely able to stand or breathe.